you go. Just take a lively companion wherever you go. Take a portable radio. Take a portable radio.
Now, here comes the music.
Holy crap! My mic was a little hot. We've been out for a few weeks. Boys and girls, get ready for it. We're live. I'm clearly deaf. Hi, everybody. Welcome. 6 weeks we've been off. My mic got hotter. But here we are. It's the show. Season six, as it were. All in Studio C. We've all managed to gather. Some of us... Well, actually, Marnie's more on time than normal because it's only 4 after 7.
I feel like I've been here.
No, well, you were here earlier, but you had other things to do. Right. But at the table is what I was thinking.
Very busy. She's very busy.
Very, very busy. It's all going on. Yeah. Anyway, we're here. You're here. Thanks for being in the chat room. Here we go. Season six. It's a little different than before, but somehow I figure we're going to be able to get to it. Uh-huh. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi, one and all.
Hola.
Hi, kids.
Hello, Meow Cow, Bootsy Lamone, Summer is in there, Crypter from Michigan, Joe D, I see, is in there as well.
Oh, and
hello.
Oh, and Danny started, right? Danny started her job as a teacher.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If I remember liking the right pictures.
Yep, absolutely, if I remember.
If you remember the right ones.
Yes, she looked very, very dressy, very, very fancy to go to school.
Well, on your first day.
Yeah. And I love that it was like the first picture. You know, like when you go off to school.
Oh, right.
We would get a click every year, and so she has her little first picture. That's cute. I thought it was very cute.
I remember when I started, my mom used to chisel my picture into slate.
Yeah.
It was kind of Flintstones.
I was a fat kid, so it was out of butter.
Oh!
And in Minnesota, you know,
butter.
Whole dairy kind of region.
I think it's important that both of your families used all the resources available.
Absolutely.
Natural resources.
Yes. Yes.
Butter. Where's that?
Hi, Mom and Di.
Hello, Mom. Oh, my heaven sakes alive. Well, just a little programming note for all of you that are out there in radio land, interweb radio, whatever you want to call it. We had a production meeting about 4 weeks ago, and we changed some things up that are going to be part of the format.
And then immediately forgot everything.
Yeah,
we changed.
Totally. I had no idea what's happening.
Part of the meeting was we felt that we needed to change some of the way the format of the show was, make some segments shorter, longer, just kind of mix it up, make it so that we're all four engaged more often in the show. So that was four weeks ago. It was a good meeting. We had a good time with that. Well, then there's a little thing that some of you may do out there in radio. Follow-up is one of the things. And so from the 4 week ago meeting to today,
we didn't talk to
each other really hardly at all. Well, Al wasn't even in town for most. Well, either Kat or
I
Al
wasn't either,
weren't even in town.
Aaron.
Yep. So we didn't.
I think this one was at the beach too.
Oh, that's right. You were too.
Yep.
We've actually, during the course of the time we've been off the air, we all traveled. Oddly, even including myself.
Which and when you get some miles.
Right?
You know what I mean?
I literally signed up for a Southwest card for this year to earn miles.
To get, yeah.
Because I'm very busy.
It's just smart.
It is.
Yeah.
So anyway, we made it all back. We didn't do a follow-up meeting. So if you notice some production miscues, some things aren't going to go
It'll
right.
It'll look normal.
It will either seem normal for you.
Feel right at home.
Or we'll work them out later and clean them up in post-production.
Yeah.
So that's it. One of the things, speaking of post-production, and this, I believe, was your idea, Kat, and I think it's a great idea.
You're welcome.
For those of you who've been longtime listeners and not just a listener to a long show, you realize this show goes 3, sometimes 3.5 hours. And for somebody who's clicking through the interwebs looking for a podcast to listen to, if you see a podcast that's an hour long as opposed to 3 hours long, you probably opt more for the hour long one because you don't always have 3 hours to kill. So we're going to break this show up. Though we're going to broadcast it all in one continuous show, you will notice that there are definitely hours 1, 2, and 3. And if they aren't an hour, we're fine with that. We're no longer going to, I mean, if it's a 45-minute segment, we're ready to move on. We're going to move on. No big deal. So you'll notice that there is a pee break. We're going to call it an official pee break in between segments. There will
it's
be
classy.
A 2 hour. Sure. There'll be an outro of each hour. And then in between those segments is going to be a 2-minute instrumental song for you to take a smoke break if you need to. Run outside. Let the cat in. Let the cat out. What do you got to do? I mean, very busy people.
Whatever
all over.
You do with your pussies. Yeah.
Whatever you do, it's not our business. Not what
please,
we do.
Please don't write to us and tell us.
Absolutely.
And do nothing not send room. Pictures. No. Whatever you do, don't send pictures. No, yes. No. Mm-hmm. So anyway, you'll notice some of those things. If you like it, great. If you don't like it, get your own show. Because I figure that.
I think that's fair.
Sure. Sure.
If you want to run it a different way, feel free to buy a network.
Please do.
And put it together yourself, and good luck to you.
Absolutely.
But again, we're going to change things up. If we decide it doesn't work or we don't like it, we'll feel free to take artistic liberty and make changes. Mm-hmm. My initial hope is that we don't get dinged for copyright infringement of the Jetsons theme. That's my only hope at this point. That's the only thing I got.
You know, kids today, they don't know who the Jetsons are or what a symphony is, so I feel like...
Right, but that wasn't the original, so I'm thinking that because it's not, I can maybe get away. Plus, we talk over it. That's the real kicker.
If your ears were still working after Clayton yelled at you, you would have heard.
Well, the goal was to come in over that.
Came in over everything.
Well, I did.
If you screamed shit your pants and ran out of the room when we came
over
on,
my
you
molars.
Know,
like, yeah.
In fact, you know what? I'm going to add that to the notes as new things that are working.
Mike, Clayton's
the
mic.
Over mic. Yeah, the Clayton's over
like,
mic.
Well, when this started, I was like, I just didn't want it to be too overwhelming or powering, but then I figured out it wasn't. It's not nearly as hot, the music bed, as I am. But anyway, it all works out. So in our new segment, or no, old segment.
Same segment,
shorter version.
Shut up, Austin.
What have you been up to? Who do we start with?
I'll go.
Okay, Kat Carlson. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show, Kat Carlson.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for having me. That's
one of my favorite
you
panelists.
You look good. You look good. It's been too long. It's been too long.
Kitty Carlisle looks so different.
Doesn't she?
Doesn't she, though?
Oh, my gosh. It's been summer break, so I've been enjoying all the trappings of... No, trapping, not traffic. Anyway.
Being trapped in a car.
I've been on freaking vacation all month, and I've loved it. So good. Since we were last here, I've been to the Grand Canyon, which was grand.
Well, they say.
As it is.
I mean, I've heard that.
Makes sense.
I was actually really kind of stunned because I had never been before.
I haven't either.
You should go. I would go back today. Like, we could just stop the show and go now.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It was just breathtaking and striking, like, beyond what I had ever imagined.
And it is, but I super Clark Griswold that shit. Like. All right, you know, like,
see,
it's beautiful, but Sedona is where I go, for the whole time.
Okay.
So it's...
I've always joked about the Grand Canyon, like, yep, we'll drive up, get out, take our pictures, and on we go to the next... No, I wanted to go back, like, again and again and again.
Good.
And again.
That's cool. That's beautiful.
It was fantastic. Yeah,
it's beautiful.
Yeah, I go all different places, and getting back up to that motherfucker never seems to make it on the list.
Oh, it should.
And I truly want to, because I was very impressed with it. You just gotta.
Well, they built it for you.
You gotta choose your adventure with it. I think that's my problem. I don't go up there with a plan.
Oh, sure. Plans would still be would make the trip even better because we didn't plan very well either. Because I thought literally, like, you drive up, look at the hole, and out you go.
But there's
not a metaphor, ladies and gentlemen. Not a metaphor.
There's also a Saturday night plan for some people that I know.
All right.
No pictures, please. There's hiking to be done. There's camping. There's all kinds
there's
of like,
history. There's camping. There's sightseeing. There's sunsets and sunrises. And there are people that will talk to you. Sunrise, and there are books. I bought like four books while I was there.
Yeah.
Oh.
Nice.
Right.
I feel like I have not given it the proper time.
Well, I assure you, I have not. I mean, I barely. I don't think I've been north of Flagstaff, to be quite honest.
Oh, you've never seen it?
The canyon? No, I've never been there.
Oh,
never.
You should definitely.
We should go. Yeah.
Road trip!
And then we can stop
at
Hideaway.
Sorry, we're done.
We can stop at Hideaway House.
See you next week. That'd be delightful.
The Hideaway House.
At Hideaway House.
Laura's
thing, yes.
Oh, that'd be lovely.
Yeah. Actually, she's coming up. We'll talk.
We could go on tour. Get a bus.
We could do a tour. That'd be fantastic.
We'll get a bus. We'll
maybe we'll do something crazy and do a live broadcast from somewhere other than here.
But different. But
no, we could just do it.
Or not.
Similar.
Or not.
But entirely different.
We could do it from a bus. No. It's going to be lovely. I've got it all planned out in my
Sure,
head.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, they say you should, when you're at the Grand Canyon, take an ass all the way down and then ride it back up. But, you know.
Sharon doesn't like it when I call her that.
I'll be your
she
ass.
She doesn't like that.
Thank you for catching. I was like, somebody's got to catch on.
My God.
Nice softball
also,
right there.
I know. Snuck right up on me. I almost
Sharon,
see
Sharon I didn't mean it like that.
She stopped listening like a year and a half ago.
I still didn't mean it, just in case. But that was good. I like
it. So, vacation number one there. And then the required trip that I like stomp my foot and pout every year until we finally plan it is some time on the beach.
Yep.
We like San Diego, so we go and we rent an apartment. And And the older my youngest gets, the more adventurous we get about hunting trucks.
Right. I noticed that. That was cute.
Long-time listeners will remember last year we spent our time walking up and down the beach watching the sanitation department mm-hmm. empty the trash. Yep. And it was just one truck, and it was the same route every day. But no, not this year.
Okay.
We found literally every garbage truck and a lot of other trucks because I've taught him, I've introduced to him the world of pictures and messaging. So I've combined the two. Because he kind of caught on to it and was starting to ask us, like ask the adults in his life, like, you know, can you take a picture of that? And then email, he always says email to Kat or email to mom or whatever. And so I thought, well, this kid's savvy. Like he could crack the nuclear codes all by himself. He could probably use a messenger app. So I set him up, and now my phone.
Can you get him to come teach me? No. I'm having some challenges. Okay.
No, because he's just of that batch of kids that were born with an iPad in their hands.
Yeah. Right, they all know how to do it.
And it just comes naturally. Yeah. Sure.
And isn't it funny, not to interrupt your story, like Al will later on in the broadcast.
or in a minute. Isn't
it funny, because I remember being younger, and my grandparents and even my mom, you know, you kids grew up with everything, blah, 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 blah. And I thought, okay, whatever. Because, you know, we grew up with video games and Atari and different things that had already been there. Well, now we're seeing it, and it's ramped up so much more than when,
a lot.
Quite a bit.
But yeah, now my phone occasionally just blows up with all kinds of pictures, and he comes up with some gems and a whole lot of duds, but
but
there's some gems that I've
the duds, I think,
photo essayist is now on the career possibilities. You know
it
what I
mean? Is. Yeah. We've really opened up this world.
Yeah.
I would enjoy it if you would share with us at some point. Some when he puts together a real masterpiece of something, sure. I'd like to bring it. We'll share it. I think it's worth. Show and tell.
Yeah. You know, I'm actually considering opening an Instagram account for just his photos,
because
he sends an extended amount of them.
I think that's
that's
idea.
Very cool.
And how cool for him, like to.
And then we can all subscribe to it.
Yeah.
And
it's very fun. And I occasionally post some that are really kind of striking to me, and I edit them down and I crop them a little bit and fix them up a little bit.
That's really cool.
I think that's cool. You're seeing the world through a kid's eyes.
Yeah.
That sees the world different than every other kid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And a fun thing to look back at when he's older.
Oh yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that's great.
Because I'm learning to treat Facebook like a diary.
Stuff
I've done. So this whole year later, you look back and be like, I was there. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, it's just a fun way. So it'd be a great way to have memories of the things that he's seen.
That he's
for
seen.
Him too.
And to be fair, it's
like MySpace, it'll probably still be around when no one's doing it.
Yeah.
Still there.
That's true.
It's funny because it reminds you of things both good and bad that you've done on the old, on the old the Facebook. You'll post something like, I totally forgot. Or you'll see a post like, I absolutely do not remember posting this at all.
Sure.
But you clearly did it while you were sober because there's no misspellings. You didn't swear at anybody. You didn't offend anybody. You're just like, why don't I remember posting that picture?
That's great.
Something like that.
Yeah, it's very true.
True. Yeah. Ryan, you...
Juggling. Nothing. I don't want to affect any time.
You were in San Diego.
Yeah.
You guys
I'm reclaiming my time. Reclaiming my time.
I love it. Guess where? Right here. I like it. I was waiting for reclaim the time.
That's fantastic.
Is that our drinking word?
This is great. We'll get
to that is a good time.
We went to Oceanside, actually, and had a... Clearly, we had a fantastic time eventually, because the first night that we got there, we thought Erin was very excited because she got the place on the beach. Remember I was showing you, like, there are these rocks and whatever?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Well, it was fantastic where it was, and there was a little opening to be able to go down into the beach. It was great. Except she paid a lot more money to stay on the beach they said it was a studio, but that it slept four. Picture that, number
one. I've stayed in those. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, that's what we do. We do a postage
couch
stamp.
And a double bed.
Which is a couch and a double bed. Correct. Except it just had a couch.
Didn't pull out?
It did, except for somebody who had back surgery would never say, I'll sleep on that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there was no... So she thought that there was a bed and a couch. So anyway, digress. She's beside herself.
She thought or they specified that
no,
was the case?
No, they just... Oh. It was... Unclear.
It just said sleeps four.
Said sleeps four. It was very unclear.
Because last year we slept in a place that...
Because the place was cute otherwise. Like, you just going in
this room
yourself.
Can sleep four.
Yeah.
Well, it could. Right. But again, if it's like my dad when he was in a wheelchair saying, oh, no, I'll take the third floor. No elevator. No problem. Not okay.
See you in an hour.
So anyway, but we... talked to the management people about the whole thing and figured that we were leaving, going to San Diego. We were going to drive down to San Diego and just get a different place. And then they put us, literally, I need to put this to music, because we went from the ghetto to a penthouse, a six-bedroom, the top floor. We had two floors, kitchen, jacuzzi, the whole thing, two doors down.
Like, they were laughing. They were drinking and having a party.
Oh, you have no idea. Oh, yeah. Yes. So it was just, it turned out wonderful.
Jacob, that was a Dolly Parton reference for you, and you listen back later.
Absolutely.
Wow.
So, yeah. So it really did turn out nice, and, you know, that was really cool. It was cool for her, because she's so funny to me, because she just starts, you know, kind of losing it, and she's like...
Kind of?
They said this was a romantic getaway. Here I went and bought her a blow-up mattress, and I'm sleeping on the couch. I'm like, I'm not sleeping on that thing. So it was just very funny.
So there wasn't a bed?
There was no bed. It was truly just the couch. I took pictures of this whole place.
Oh, so where were the other two people supposed to sleep?
I have no idea. That's what I'm saying. Like, it was like...
I kept trying to do that math, and I'm like, well, why aren't you in the bed?
Well, did you hear my question about was there a bed, or did they make that clear to you? Mm-hmm. You may have missed that while you were eating.
Oh, maybe.
crunching the peanuts in the air.
I'd like to reclaim my time.
You go on, girl. You go on, Maxine, girl. So,
maybe I didn't explain to you how this works.
But, yeah, so it turned out to be quite lovely. It was good. And Mom had hip surgery last
Wednesday. And how was she?
Wednesday.
She's more hip.
She's hip to be square. But she's okay. She's okay. She's slowly. I mean, 69 years old. It's going to take her a while. So. Mm-hmm. But she's at home doing her thing.
Very good.
Relaxing.
How are the Google alerts?
From your mom. Remember news alerts?
Google alerts. They're Yahoo. They're Yahoo. Thank you. I don't know about Google. Whatever, Yahoo. I don't. God damn it. She hasn't. Don't say that to her. She'll come back.
My brain is rested and sharp.
I actually have. I think. Oh, I didn't take them out. I carry these with me all the time.
What
now,
are the? Oh, just silencers?
So that I can just put them on.
I just pretend to be listening to something.
I do. I have them on, and I'll be like...
Yuck.
Oh, you're killing me.
9 out of 10 times I am listening. Okay, maybe 7
wait,
out of 10.
Are those legitimately headphones, or they just look like...
No. They're
Bluetooth. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought for sure you just had a set of fake headphones.
No, they're Bluetooth headphones. Like, oh, my God. The wire that would
even, which would even have been better.
That
just
really
like,
would. I don't know. Yeah. What?
Like a drag show microphone.
Yeah. Yes,
somebody
exactly.
Cut the wire off it at some point and just carries it around. Like,
I just assumed they didn't work, and that was the point. I thought she was just like, I use these. I'm like,
no, I always have them now. Like, I'll listen to music.
I thought those headphones and a mild background in mime performance, and you got yourself something.
I'm not going to lie. Every now and again, I don't have anything.
I have to ask Al a question. I picked up Al last night at the airport about midnight. Now, did you sleep or not? Because I'm sure. Okay. I just wonder.
Before or since?
Since I picked you up.
Not a lot.
Okay. I can tell so far.
The lawn human's back.
Because you're a little. Well, we needed him, and I need to have a talk with him about the backyard, too.
Oh, thank
Taking
you.
Care of
oh, done. Oh, that's good. Killed two birds, one stone. And that fucking tree. We're going to work on that, too.
I love it.
Yeah, that's a hostage negotiation. No, I guess, well, allegedly, since I've been gone with Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah.
It rained a fucking lot.
For real.
Right on the corner of 32nd Street and Thomas, where I live.
2 weeks ago today, the lawnmower human, landscaper guy, came by, and he was like, you know, should we look at the backyard? Should we look at behind the fence and see... about if there's anything that needs to be like sprayed for weeds or cut back. And I was like, honestly, no, it looks good. There was one weed, like 3 feet tall, like a pricker bush that had just gone. God. And I thought, fuck it, 12 years will be Jack and the Beanstalk. Who cares? Because it was seriously one green stick in the middle of the lawn in barren emptiness. Nothing. And so this morning I get up because I had just fallen asleep and he shows up and now he does my yard and the guy next door's yard. So he's there whacking things for a long time. So I'm like, fuck, I forgot to leave him a check. So I go out because I can hear him. I thought he was in my backyard, but he was in the neighbor's backyard. So I'm like screaming at the fence and I turn around and I'm like, holy shit, that's a disaster. So I go in, run and get him another check.
Oh.
And write him like a tip to be like, there's a jungle in my backyard. Like almost all of it, almost the entire giant backyard is like 2 feet high with
It's
grass
crazy.
That grew like the savannah.
Yeah.
or whatever, the Saren fucking Geddi.
I used to love her.
And
on
then
TV.
Me and three people from the cast of Kong Island pushed open the back gate through the grasslands.
Yeah, it's brutal back
he's
there.
He's like, I'm gonna just spray and kill it first, and then we'll do something. I'm like, pesticide the shit out of this.
Yeah.
That'll scare me about cancer.
Yeah.
Because while I was on vacation, now we'll get to what I did this last 2 weeks. Was a tourist. Did the touristy thing, went to Niagara Falls, did all the stuff that me and my cousin used to do when we were little. Cousins from Baltimore. So we went to Fort Niagara and did the... I forced my sisters to go into the fort and we toured the whole grounds, which is absolutely beautiful, where Lake Ontario meets the Niagara River. Gorgeous day. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Went and did the Maid of the Mist. Walked around the falls, which my family hates because of the traffic. Traffic. It's all traffic. What are these fucking tourists want here? Well, it's the only thing keeping your city open.
So right, so let's go see.
Try to embrace them. But it was obnoxious. It was really fucking hot. And then the line to get down to the Maid of the Mist was just a nightmare of sunshine and heat. Because everybody's like, oh my God, it's so hot in Arizona. How do you live there? How do you live in this shit? It's 97
right,
degrees.
With the humidity. Yeah. Right.
You can't keep sunblock on because you're just sweating it off as fast as you can put it on. But we made it down, got on the Maid of the Mist, and we'll do the good news first. Got on the Maid of the Mist. If you've not done it, it's 1850. Do it twice in a day. Try not to go on a weekend. Try to get there on a weekday so you don't have all the tourists. That is so incredible, and I had just watched Inception by Christopher Nolan on, like, big screen, and you go into the Horseshoe Falls, and it was one of the most magical, mystical things I have ever seen.
It's a magical mystery to it.
It is, and you go into the falls, and you go into the Horseshoe, and all of a sudden the world disappears. I mean, you're seeing the rainbows on the American Falls, you see the bridal veil, there's a little cool wind coming off of everything, and then you make the turn into the Horseshoe Falls, and all of a sudden the mist covers you. You're lost in mist. There's no more sky anymore. And all you see is the falls, like on an IMAX screen. I'm like, this is like high def TV. It was just so amazing to all of a sudden have the only thing you can see in front of you was this waterfall and this mist. On a hot, sunny day, it was no longer sunny. It was just, you were in this weird place with this loud, the roaring water, the engine going, and we were just laughing and screaming. And of course they time it perfectly. God bless, somebody got something right in Niagara Falls. As you're like coming down the river, they're giving a little bit of history, blah blah this, blah blah that, Bridal Veil Falls, kid fell over, Maid of the Mist, solved, right. Saved
the
him.
Woman in the barrel, whatever.
Yada yada yada.
It's a very
there's a lady
story.
In a barrel. And as soon as you get to that point where your jaw just drops of like, this is one of the most incredible things I've ever seen. They're like, this is Niagara Falls.
Ooh.
And we were like, ooh, it's a good thing I didn't know where I was.
I needed that guy at the Grand Canyon.
And I don't have that voice because it needed to be in that.
It big, was like the inner world.
Yeah. It was the big booming.
Waterfalls.
Like, what's his name? Luke, I am your father. What's his name?
James Earl Jones.
You needed, like, it was like the CNN voice. Like, that's how booming it was. And it just boomed over this loudspeaker.
This is Niagara Falls.
And then it just ended. And then the talking part ended because they knew that you're not going to.
Nobody's listening.
You were barely listening in a minute ago. That all of a sudden it just stopped. And we were like, what the fuck? And my cousins and my niece was there. And she was kind of humming and hawing. And then she's like, all right, this is really cool. This is cool. And then she's looking at me. And we were just like laughing and screaming. And we just kept saying to each other, this is Niagara Falls. So that was fun. And then off to... the Rhode Island for an just lovely. My friends are wonderful, wonderful, wonderful ambassadors for the Long Island, and went to this place 2 doors down from Taylor Swift's house called the Ocean House, the Ocean Beach or something. This beautiful, beautiful, beautiful hotel, and just gracious living and terraces and private beach that you're not allowed down unless you're staying. And then they had a Veuve Clicquot secret garden with 2 Veuve Clicquot bicycles, all decorated in yellow and orange, like the Veuve Clicquot labels. It's all they serve there with champagne or champagne cocktails.
Can you explain to us, layman, what Veuve Clicquot is?
Veuve Clicquot.
That's what the champagne that
you drink. Yeah, it's the French champagne orange label. It's what Absolutely Fabulous was talking about when they were drinking Verve and Burb. Like when they made up that drink. But Veuve Clicquot either has a yellow label or an orange label, or they have the Grand Dame or the Rosé, and just a lovely, lovely, lovely near Watch, and I think it's called Watch Hill, Rhode Island, and just a life I could never afford, but it was good to dip my toe in for
a glass of champagne
and a little bit of lunch. And then the whole thing that we just turned
into... It's a beautiful color.
Oh my God, the rosés are just out of control, because now that the French grocery has talked me over... The rosé is just it. So as Jesus's gay friend said, can you turn the water into rosé? It's summer.
It's summer.
And I'll have the halibut.
Exactly. So it's absolutely delightful. It is not white Zinfandel. It is not white Zinfandel. It is not white Zinfandel.
Can I smell that? I'm usually not a wine person at all. But,
just remember,
and I'm
this
not a rosé
is,
person.
Right, because you're thinking of white Zinfandel.
No, I'm okay. I'm really not. We've tried it at all the different wine things.
What I smell immediately from that is red wine's ugly or better looking sister, because I smell the red wine in that. I smell, because the smell of red wine makes me sick. Like I just want to throw up.
Tastes delicious.
Please don't.
That's why I don't drink it.
This is a lovely Cote de Rhone from that region of France that I enjoy so much.
Dry. Oh, it is a Cote de Rhone.
But it's dry as a bone. I just like to be fancy with my French.
I do,
but,
and you do it well.
Is that a Brut by Fabergé?
But it's dry as a bone. Oh, and
it actually isn't bad.
It's delightful for summer. Like, it just, it, my code word, besides, may I reclaim my time? My code word is, the wine is very drinkable. So that's how I describe wine that I'm chugging down out of the paper bag.
Wow, he had a really bougie trip. He's drinking wine out of a bag.
But you know what I mean? Like, every time we drank like 30, 40 bottles of rosé the whole weekend between like 8 of us. And every once in a while I would describe something as really drinkable. And I was like, okay, not only does it sound douchey, but all it means is that I'm able to swallow this one faster than most.
All right. There you have it.
See, Rosé's been my summer bitch. That is the absolute.
I like that.
That's it, summer.
I like that.
My summer bitch. That's
I like
funny.
That. That's good stuff.
Oh, heavens. Well, continuing on the theme that we're already involved in, which is, what have you been doing since we last saw you? I didn't draw pictures to illustrate everything, by the way. I traveled. I did a couple weeks before. When we went to, right before the July, 4th of July, went to San Diego, client trip, as was the one to LA. But, and I know I've bored all of you with this, but I haven't bored everybody else that's listening, so let's do that.
How lucky.
Yay.
We went there. Now, a couple things. The 4th of July on the harbor was a little disappointing for me, only from the standpoint of I expected it to just be an over-the-top, crazy, hours-long festival of love and tenderness. The cool thing is they have four barges that are in the length of the harbor, and they're synchronized. They're all loaded with the exact same fireworks. It's all synchronized. They all shoot off the same colors, the same displays, all at the same time. Okay, that's cool. It's 15 minutes. So all of these hundreds of thousands of people gather and gather and gather for this thing, and then it's like, and it's over.
Budget cuts.
And I was like, but apparently that's normal. I asked other people, and they're like, well, no, that's really about it. And I'm like, seems kind of a big waste. I mean, it was beautiful to stand there on the top of the hotel we were on and see, you know, all of it. And you could see from the other barges at the same time, the same white or green or red or whatever colors they were. It was just, I mean, that was beautiful. But I was like, you're overselling this a little bit. That was one. Otherwise, San Diego was just, it's beautiful, but it's still, I'd rather be there in December where it's cooler and humid as opposed to summer when it's hot and humid, because I'm done with the humidity.
But you're the same temperature every year, though. I mean, all year round.
Year round. Well, yeah, in the summer.
Humidity,
unless they
does.
Have the Santa, unless move, they have the Santa Anas. That's
if
the only
you move
difference.
To the beach, though, you have that lovely sea breeze and 75 degrees the whole time.
Oh, no, there's there's a lovely breeze when we were at the hotel, but when we were walking like insane people up and down all these hills, and we walked from Hillcrest to the hotel at one point, and I was like, the hell was that?
It was dumb.
And the only perk was it was downhill, but my God, my calves were killing me, because you walk downhill because your body, you know, you're not climbing, you're just level, your body trying to support you at a different angle. That was kind of painful for a while. But anyway, did through that, rode a train, and I don't know if any of you realize that you can do this or not. Amtrak has a train that goes from the Union Station in downtown San Diego to the Union Station in downtown LA. So we rode a train, which is a 3-hour, and it was and you and I were talking about this last night after I picked you up. Riding the train is so non-stressful. And it's like you can show up a minute and a half before the train leaves. You just walk in with your
don't
luggage.
Tell me that.
It's super easy. No, you get there 4 fucking days before the train leaves. No, but you. But
there's an hour long boarding process that you have to go through.
You get in. You sit in a very comfortable seat. It's all good. They have at least the train I was on. They had a lady come by and ask you drink orders, or they gave out snacks. There's Wi-Fi. It's just, it's a very, to me, it was a very relaxing. I didn't even realize 3 hours had gone by
right.
when you go from San Diego to LA. And it does make several little stops in little places, but they don't screw around. You're there for 45 seconds. Like, yeah. they pull up, stop, boom, people off, people on, let's go. Really, they don't screw around. So, like, again, with a plane, when you go to a city, obviously they land, they taxi to the gate. I mean, you're there an hour, maybe.
Yeah.
In some cases. So, with that said, the cool part was realizing this. I told this story to my mom, and she didn't realize, and quite honestly, I didn't realize either, you can still go cross-country on an Amtrak. So we are, in fact, Mom, I know you're listening, so I'll tell you, I just got confirmation from relatives that we want to go visit in Missouri. We are going to, in early October, we're going to take a weekend, and we're going to drive to Flagstaff, because unfortunately, the fifth largest city in the country, which is Phoenix, Arizona, you cannot board this train in Phoenix. You have to go to Tucson or Flagstaff, which according to Al was like number 75 or 96 on the list of largest cities in the country.
Now, don't bring your train to the...
I have a feeling it's about the valley part, though.
Yeah.
That's
could,
what we said.
Could
yeah,
be.
I mean, I would think that
so
that's why.
We're going to drive to Flagstaff and catch the train and drive...
Building the train. Sorry.
They've made tunnels before. I'm not sure what the big fucking deal was. Anyway.
The Chinese stopped digging them.
Oh,
God.
So we're gonna, those tunnels got me.
So we're going to take a train from Flagstaff to Kansas City, rent a car, drive down, and visit the family for a couple of days, and then ride back.
It's
about average. It's about a 25-hour train ride, but with a sleeper car, with meals and all that other happy stuff, for two people, pardon me, it's $1,200.
Oh, that's not bad.
No, by the time you were to do first class and all that for a plane, plus have to go through all that bullshit,
right?
You're more than that per person, depending on how quickly, or excuse me, how much in advance you buy your tickets.
Right.
So anyway, I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be kind of cool. Now, of course, over the summer,
all the adventure. You know what I mean? The adventure of riding the train.
I did a couple other things that I know Al's going to be happy that I did. What you have your finger up, Kat? What does that mean?
I do, because it appears that the reason that Amtrak no longer runs through Phoenix is because the line, the tracks west of Phoenix are not being maintained by Union Pacific. Union Pacific has abandoned that line.
Bastards.
And so now Amtrak can't ride on them.
Oh. We're going to stand up and cry Union. Oh. I need some Norma Rae time out of that. That's bullshit. We got to fix it. We got to work on that. Can you work on that?
So I'm right on top of that, Rose.
In addition to planning what will be an adventure, because Mom and I mean, it's cool. We've never traveled like that together. It'll be exciting. I sold my little white truck.
Congratulations.
Sold that to a friend.
How do you feel about that?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm good now. Yeah.
How have you spent that $7?
I have. Well, sold for a fucking lot more than that. Sold it for a lot more than that.
Thank you.
Yeah. That was
anywho. I think there was an insult in there somewhere. Anywho, I sold that, put my other red truck in storage, which Al is well aware of, because to put it in storage, I had to go to his house and make...
And put it in storage.
Well, I had to put it, right.
Well,
but to get it in storage, this tree we were talking about earlier that's going to be a hostage negotiation later, it drops these seed pods, and there were... it was mountains of... I mean, trains wouldn't run through it. I mean, there was mountains of them.
I have that tree in my front yard. I hate
so
it.
I spent what I
and
thought...
And I cleaned that twice.
Oh, sure.
In July.
Sure. So I thought I was going to spend like an hour and a half over there. I spent like 3 hours at Al's house the other day. And I'm texting him all the time because I want him to know, hey, I'm at your house. Your alarm's off. Don't freak out. And he's like, I haven't checked the alarm in days. Whatever.
I check it every day.
Yes. I know you do.
So
you've said
I cleaned it up. I got his garage all cleaned up, moved stuff. I started using a vertical space. You know, he's got rafters, store stuff up above, cleaning stuff out. We also found some luggage that he had stolen from somebody.
Borrowed.
6 years ago.
No, 11.
No, 11 years ago.
Wow.
Now, so, and then on top of that, now this will be a shock to all of you. I know it very well. I made a couple of purchases. This summer, but I'm very happy with them, and mom is equally happy. I bought new vacuum.
Oh,
I bought new vacuum, but brand new retail vacuum. Shark? Not I did.
Ah,
I bought the new
well
Duo
done.
Clean, the Shark that's got the little felt brush in the front that sweeps the floor. Oh, my God, they're amazing.
A delight.
They're amazing.
Good. Okay.
They are crazy. I thought what I had was a good vacuum until that son of a bitch.
Sure.
No, it is insane what it does. And
fantastic.
That's why I gave mom one. I got one. And then I don't know if anybody have seen Actually, this has been the summer but wait, there's more infomercials. Because I bought those. And
it's time to cancel the cable.
Has anybody else? Oh, no. They get you on Twitter. That's where the motherfuckers get you. Because QVC and all these other motherfuckers, they have advertising in Twitter.
Yeah.
Oh, it shows up right there.
Yeah.
So, anywho, in addition, have you seen the new Fuller Brush Sweeper?
I have not.
The
no.
little sweeper that you push on a hardwood
I'm
floor.
I'm familiar with the Fuller Brush Company.
It's got same company, and it's got little brushes that it's just little floor sweepers.
Sure.
They used to call them like Hokies years ago, little floor sweepers.
Of course they did.
Yes. Yeah. Anywho,
there's a little like every diner has one that won't pick up a French fry. Like there's always a busboy that's like.
So got those two. So we're vacuum. So I'm cleaning out my hostage situation of vacuums that I've got here in the house. We're start liquidating vacuum, so I want you all to know that. Now, the third thing that I purchased, which is part of, again, it's the late night, but wait, there's more.
Uh-huh.
I thought this was going to be bullshit, and I, like, they finally got to a discounted price that I'm like...
ShamWow.
How? No, God, no.
All right.
No, they finally had an advertisement for a price, and I'm like, I can't go wrong, and it's the full money back guarantee. I bought my pillows.
I have them.
Do you?
They're a delight.
When did you get them?
Oh, my God. A year ago.
Oh, you didn't share that with me.
Well, I apologize.
And you didn't share it on the show.
Nope. I did not. My bad.
Were you concerned that people would laugh at you?
I was not concerned. No, I just didn't. Mom said, what do you think about getting those and trying them? And I said, I'm not going to pay that price. So then I went to CVS, and I had a 30% off coupon. And you can get 30% off, all of your stuff. So then I got my pillows.
I bought them for 50% off off the website.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was amazing because I got the extra filled king size, which cost a little more.
Yep.
But I'm surprised. And then when I told my mom that, my aunt has them too and loves them. I'm really surprised at how good they are. Yeah. I thought for
sure. Wait, so what pillow is this?
My pillow.
That's what it's called?
MyPillow.com.
Yeah.
Oh, the guy that...
The mustache
Mike
guy.
Mike Lindell?
With the cross. Where's the cross?
There's a gal in that commercial that I went to high school with.
She's
a year younger, yeah. Oh. She's really very sweet. But
would you describe her as well rested?
She is now, according to that commercial. She's very very well rested.
I wasn't sure.
Oh my gosh!
Going.
There's a 4-pack special. Save 50% with the promo code.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But no, I thought for sure this was going to be
in the chat room. Maybe we'll get a pillow.
Deal.
Mike Lindell.
We can pretend we have advertising.
And also, just for you to know, there is a documentary on Mike Lindell.
About Jesus and his fucking pillow.
No,
I like the pillow, but he's creepy.
But he is creepy. But it's set up like he is.
They made a documentary about the pillow guy.
Yeah, and it's set up like almost like Johnny Carson. And I thought this is the dumbest fucking thing maybe I've ever watched. So then I just kept watching. Oh.
All right, I'd like to reclaim my time first.
Exactly.
It's really
good.
And I say two things, but
that's
I don't
best
know how.
Thing ever.
No. That's a good point.
Anyway, I have to buy
good
that coffee
you,
mug
though.
Now.
Yeah. Good for you. Those things are fabulous.
You
really
sold
great.
The truck and you didn't. That wasn't that. You should have stopped the thing you drive now. Open the door. Welcome me in and be like, she's gone. You know what I mean?
No, I had to save something.
Buried the lead.
I had to save it for the show.
Well, I almost twittered over there. I was so excited.
Well, now apparently he has the tools to clean it up.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Oh no, it's not a wet vac. God knows, not a wet vac.
That'll ruin things.
God
apparently.
No.
Oh my goodness, I'm excited.
Yeah. Oh, Aaron, and I agree. I have people, Aaron from LA says in the chat room that he saw what looked like a brand new vacuum on the curb in LA the other day and thought of me. Now, the oddity with that, you're not alone. I get messages and texts from people that live here in Phoenix that are like, if you hurry, you can find a vacuum on the corner of wherever the hell it is. People see them more often than not, they see them in next to dumpsters in apartment complexes when people move out or whatever, because obviously you've got everybody in an apartment complex typically has their own vacuum. So there's a high rate of turnover with failed vacuums in those places. So I get them still, fix them, give them back to people or whatever. But I think we're gonna ramp down on the vacuum acquisitions because
what the hell have you and your therapist been doing for 6 weeks?
You got rid of your truck.
Christ, Lord, can I see the doll and where you touched it?
Maybe touch the
therapist. I think we need to change our rating on iTunes.
Speaking of touching things, I have another story.
Everybody go. Just now we're going to take a potty break. Potty break.
And I'd like to reclaim my time. Third thing.
I didn't bring any alcohol for this.
So what happened to that french fry?
At the diner?
I've never had the patience to wait and see.
Can't leave a bitch hanging.
Oh, okay. Well, now comes the time of the show where normally we would start either headlines or something else. But at this point in the game, and I don't have a jingle or a sound for it. I wish that I did. I didn't plan that far ahead. This is where Al will now be giving us our drinking word because we need more time. So Al, what's our drinking word?
Ooh, whisper it like password. Whisper it like password.
Yeah.
And I think maybe
the drinking.
We'll use this music.
Oh, I was like, and someone talked. I'd like to reclaim my time.
That's going to be a phrase?
Yeah, next week's word's fun too, because it's written down.
The drinking word is.
But will you remember it? Will that thing remember it?
Oh, it will.
Oh, we didn't get to it.
I'd like to reclaim my time. That's our drinking word.
Okay. I'll write that down.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Reclaiming my time.
Got it. So drinking word is
phrase. So this segment could be called What We Did Last Summer.
Well,
yes.
Well, parenthetically, almost no murders.
Oh.
But our new, but this segment,
we're now gonna, I know what you did last summer. Parenthetically, now, nobody died.
In the production meeting that we had 4 weeks ago that we did no follow-up for,
sure.
We created a new segment that follows up what have you been doing since we last saw you, which is typically 6 days ago. But this one is going to be called Obsession.
Yes.
Because Kat wants to create some sort of recreate the commercial from.
It's happening in my head.
Someday we'll get a production crew. We'll get it. But in light of getting that put together, we'll use this just for our new segment called What's Your Obsession?
Obsession.
Uh-huh. Which, what have you been obsessing about over the past week? So tell us.
So here's how this works, and please play along in the chat room. It could be anything media-related if you're obsessed with a show or a soundtrack or, you know, whatever. It could be, like, a topic in the news that you literally cannot stop thinking about and can't let go and are just obsessing about. Anything in the world.
Your hair. Like, it could be anything.
It could be your hair.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Could be whatever it is. Yep. So, for mine, I had probably something else already queued up, but then our friend Jacob Treiweiler tagged me in a Facebook post, and now my obsession is hashtag bit of a day. There's a graphic that I sent you.
Stand by.
With a date on it. And I am not going to sleep for the next 4 days.
Okay.
Oh, there it is.
That is the right.
That's a good buildup, right?
This good is use of good. The term obsessed.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. So ready? Here's what happened.
Here we go.
Wait for it.
What the fuck? So, Hamilton Musical, their social media, just posted this and said, August 11th is going to be hashtag bit of a day, ... for a few reasons. I'm not going to sleep. I cannot. Is it mixtape volume 2?
You don't know.
I don't know.
Hamilton Returns, the sequel?
It could be. Oh my God, I don't know.
This time it's personal. Electric Boogaloo.
Back from the Dead.
Island Retreat.
This time I've got money.
Jungle Paradise.
Michael Caine needed a job. Doesn't he always?
All of this could be the things.
Is it an early DVD release because he just couldn't wait for it?
I don't know.
Wait. Film.
They filmed it. Wait, they filmed the original cast.
I want to reclaim my time.
Yeah.
No, I'm reclaiming my time.
I'm reclaiming my time.
No, I mean, that could be the Hamilton thing.
Oh, reclaiming my time. Maybe.
Maybe. You don't know.
Maybe. I like
That's
it.
That's what I'm saying. We don't know.
I want to reclaim my time in the room.
But, yeah.
And where it happened.
So for those of you that are a little less obsessive, you may or may not know that hashtag bit of a day is a Lin-Manuel Mirandaism that he uses for, he like tags that on all of his like crazy, this can't be real life kind of days.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like when he's at the Oscars, being nominated for some shit, he goes, hashtag bit of a day.
Yeah.
What
now? Bit the of fuck? The day, yeah. A bit of a day.
Like yeah, it's Bill, not. It's Bill not like honey? A terrible honey candy. No, it's bit of a day.
Oh, bit of a day. Yeah. It's been a bit of a day.
Bit of a day.
Like right. A bit of a day at sea, sir.
Sure.
Am I using that correctly?
Yes. Yes.
It's a bit of a day at sea, sir. That's not as enjoyable as no. Hell of a day at sea, sir.
Just a bit.
Just a bit of a day.
But it's a descriptive.
Yeah.
But
been a bit of a day, hasn't it?
8/11/2017. So it's not 5 days. It's only three, but still.
No, but if you can stay up tonight. There will be
no sleeping.
Several
no
days sleeping. After that, the 11th.
Three.
Is it metric days? Is it metric or imperial? I'm not sure which one.
Tonight and
the days that follow.
And as if by clockwork, they go up one.
As if by magic.
So that is my...
Thank you, Bubbles.
Details to come. That's the story we're following. Watch this space.
Watch this space.
Thank you, Rachel. Nice way to tag that in. Oh, by the way...
Cat's back. Rachel's back. Everybody's back. All the crazy. Men are back.
We all have the same haircut. Although mine's too short today. I made a mistake and I went to a guy and... again.
You what?
It's true. I usually just cut my own hair, and it looks like I cut my own hair. And so
that explains it.
Right. Wow. That's why it looks like that, because...
I think we owe Marnie $5 on that one.
I forgot we had a bet.
Yeah.
Were we betting about whether or not I cut my own hair? Because
yeah,
I do.
But it was years ago.
Yeah, it was more like, what happened to her hair, yeah. But... If that's
but
what you want to call
I'm
it.
I'm taking the money.
I'll give you $5 if she cut it herself. You're on.
It's true. Whoever took that bet wins, because I typically do.
Do you think that's a Flowbee? Do you?
She freestyling that?
Were they lefty scissors?
That's right. The green safety scissors.
We don't know. I don't
that's
know.
Good.
That's what blood ends get you.
I thought it was just a bad hat.
Reclaiming my time. Next caller.
That's fair.
Fair point.
Next, a story about bullying.
Sometimes it happens at home.
I think it's healthy. I think it makes you tougher.
When you're, oh, I agree. Yeah. I've always agreed.
Your bootstraps.
Bully away.
That's when right. Your safe place goes bully. Wrong.
Right. And there's no safe word.
Incidentally, this was never my safe place.
No.
That's smart.
Oh, it should be. This should be.
No, but it really shouldn't. No, it shouldn't.
I want everybody to feel safe, at least in this part of the house. Fair. So, wait, have we, in this new segment called Obsession, have we got to anything that people are obsessed about
except
other than
her.
That one?
No, it's Marnie's turn.
Okay, go. Marnie, what are you obsessing about? What's
Well, I'm turn. Not going to lie. That goddamn... Kelly McEnany or whatever fucking name is.
Who?
That stupid cunt from CNN. The one who went on, I sent that thing to you guys. About
the one that's now on North Korea News?
The one that I said, that's her sister, the Asian sister.
Right, overly happy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, nah, you know, whatever. God damn. We just lost the North Koreans.
We had 5 weeks South to Korea, win back an Asian.
I was really looking forward
Sorry,
to seeing their flags,
my bad.
Too.
I know.
Bullshit.
We got the subcontinent.
Yeah. You've got to be kidding me. So she, that stupid bitch leaves CNN and goes to TrumpNews.com or DonaldTrump.com or StupidFucker.com or something. And it's live from Trump Tower. And she's just standing. It's awful. But that's the real news, she says at the end.
Oh, okay.
Moron.
You can, also, if you watch closely, you'll find out that the script is the same that Kellyanne Conway reads. Same one.
Oh, I can't even imagine. Except for maybe she doesn't yell out Benghazi like Kellyanne Conway did.
But I think she uses cream rinse as opposed to Kellyanne, who does
she
not.
She may.
Well, she's keeping all of it.
She's awful.
Did you see which...
She's awful. She's
which news awful. Guy, which news guy it. Was it that looked at Kellyanne this week and said, you're just changing the subject?
I think it was like, you're just, Jake Tapper.
I'm asking you a question and you're just screaming Hillary Clinton.
Can I? Anybody?
Yeah.
Anybody can ask her that.
I could swear
but somebody
that
literally
Jake
did
Tapper.
This week.
It sounds like Anderson.
Yeah, it got to be time. And, you know, the door was closed on the kennel.
Mm, yeah.
But they've let her out a couple times.
Oh, I see.
And it's just not going well for her because
kennel trained dogs.
Since they put her asleep for a little while, they Rip Van Winkled her. Like no one's taking her shit anymore.
Well, it's not Rip Van Winkled. It's the Stepford Wife, where they just went, and they turned her off.
I really thought they were gonna do like the 2.0 Kellyanne Conway. This time it's Electric Jiggaboo. I just made that one word.
I know you did.
It just went together. I'd like to reclaim my time.
Yeah. So, but the weird thing is she's getting shot down everywhere. Like, everyone is like, yeah, we're not taking this shit anymore.
Because she's the next square on Shit Show Bingo.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's going to be the one.
But totally. Now, yes. You've got to admit, yeah. Now, somebody who has stepped in and has been doing the pitch and pivot a lot is Sarah Huckleberry Hound.
Oh, there's no pitch and pivot. No, she just lies to your face.
But no, but they ask her a question and she just comes up with something completely.
I just tell my kids to read the Bible.
Exactly.
Right. I mean, that's almost a standard answer now.
She's on a new segment called Making Shit Up.
Yeah. Yeah. Just lying like
which
a
we
rug.
Should have yeah. from this show. Yeah.
Did you happen to
virtually
see the
soul lying free.
Did like you happen rug. To see the press conference where she said somebody asked her about chaos in the White House and she said, "No, you want to see chaos? Come into my house and see three preschoolers." And then there was a couple pauses, a little laughter, and she's like, "By the way, for clarification, that was not an invitation for you people to come to my house." She goes, "However, if anybody wants to babysit, we'll talk about it." And I'm
who
thinking,
said that?
"That's it's Sarah Huckabee Hound, Huckleberry Hound."
Oh,
but that's
good.
Funny.
She caught herself realizing that she just basically invited the entire press corps to her house. Can you imagine? Because then they could see where all those ugly fucking outfits she wears are.
Because you got to admit, though, when we go to nuclear war, she's going to be a great comfort because that bitch just lies to you. Yeah. That's not a bomb. Your house. This is not on fire.
I don't know what that glow is.
I told my kids to read the Bible.
I don't know what that was.
Yeah, exactly.
That man running, screaming on fire down your street. Yeah.
No, and she wouldn't even gesture at him. She just looks right at you and says, you're not on fire.
Right.
I'm not even warm standing here.
In fact, I'm offended that you think you're on fire.
Exactly. I'm going to ask somebody for a jacket because I'm actually cold. You know what I mean? There's no pivot with that bitch. I got to give her credit. She just digs in and goes just full Greyhound bus into the next sentence. Like, there's no shame on her. She's not sweating like Spicy. It's a challenge.
She's not sweating
but
like
the,
Spicy.
The lesbian that's doing her impersonation on the Chelsea Handler show. Spot on and hilarious.
I have that queued up at home.
Yeah, you have to.
Oh, Miley Cyrus is doing something. Who's the? She's the.
No, it's God,
the
like,
guy.
Fortune Feimster is the one who's doing it on Chelsea.
Is it Pauly Shore? No, it's
Pauly Shore.
Yeah,
he's doing, C plus Santa Monica fascist Stephen Miller.
Pauly Shore Miley Cyrus. So we might get letters.
I'm looking forward to seeing what
SNL's... And you just know the white sheet hood is just beyond his other hand. Like, he has just got a burning cross waiting to go. He's awful. Mm-hmm.
Did you see the footage of him from when he was running for student council in high school where the comment was about, "I'm tired of picking up my own trash. That's what we have janitors for"?
Yeah.
Mm. What? That sounds
you're just a pig.
That just sounds exactly like him. So what were you obsessed with? Oh, her.
Just pick her.
I did say that.
Take it. Edit that out.
That's bad.
Where this is going.
The North Korea
show,
news.
Right?
Yeah, it's state-run news.
That's the state-run news. And if anyone, if those listeners have not seen that tragic show of the Korean news, go and look for it. And it's just this one lady who sits there and gets very... The one I sent you was really excited.
I've seen her before.
And they'll play it on different things. I sat there watching it going, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
Because that's what... And people are still sitting there at a rally in West Virginia or wherever the hell, making America great again. Mm-hmm. You fucking idiot. Mm-hmm. We're not making America anything except douchebags. And it just... And then seeing her...
Because it's a very clever demise. First, we undermine the education system.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Now,
I'm sitting here going, how is nobody else?
Now, to that very point, even though this is the beginning of our new season six, there may not be season seven. We don't know. Based on how this is all going today with 45 and him
right,
just
you're right.
hell and fury coming upon you. Yeah. I'm like, well, we may get a couple more weeks out of this.
Yeah.
We may not. Who knows?
Yeah. Season seven, live from Canada.
Yeah. Yeah. We think North Korea is neat.
Yeah. The world may be ending, but I'm still talking. Yeah.
Ain't that the truth?
You and Roaches and Cher.
I'm obsessed with that because I just can't.
Okay, there's that.
All right.
Okay, so mine is compliments of Kurt Malik, who found this for us the other night after some drinks. So I want to give him credit for this goodness. But please look up Gary Jannetty and follow him on Twitter. Because I'm going to try and find as many as I can, whatever my time constraint is.
Can you give us a spelling of the name?
G-A-R-Y, Gary. J-A-N-E-T-T-I. Allegedly, he was a writer for... I have no idea. But anyways,
he's got a check mark.
Somebody Google him.
I'm not going to say
I'm
SNL.
I'm so crazy. Either. All of August. It's like the worst time for a nuclear war for me. And then we're going into the holidays.
Then the holidays.
Yeah.
Well, I love him already.
Sales. So Gary Jannetty has something to say about Angela Lansbury coming back for a new season. And he's like, the first mystery she'll solve is how she's still alive. Trump leaves for vacation in New Jersey. Jesus, he can't even take a vacation right.
Oh my God. No wonder we love him. Stand by. Here's his credits.
That's good. I have to admit, the past 6 weeks, I have missed you being right beside me Googling shit because I don't want to Google it myself.
You're welcome. He's a producer and writer known for Family Guy, Will and Grace,
okay,
and Stewie Griffin Untold Story, which is Family Guy.
Family Guy Untold Story.
Yeah.
And then there's a picture of two dolphins rubbing noses, and he's like, this just perpetuates the stereotype of gay dolphins as whores and sluts. How come the media never shows normal gay dolphins? A cool thing you can do today is try to find out which of your local schools have kids with overdue lunch accounts and pay them off. Oh, that's kind of nice.
Yeah, that's kind of nice. Kinda. I like that.
Wait, I got to find some of these because some of these are just wrong. Also, are we even completely sure Melania is not trans?
Wow.
Seriously.
You got a point.
Wow. Well, we know she's not signing up for the military.
She's kind of already in the armed services,
well,
if you will.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, she's being held hostage.
Yeah, she is.
Based on the trailer, I'm assuming the basic conflict in the Justice League is Batman's weight.
Funny.
Okay, wait.
I don't get that. Good...
Oh, because he looks bigger.
Oh, I see.
Okay. Oh God, I was hoping Delta moved into the Ann Coulter wing. No, wait. There's a really funny one, so I'll just have to make it up. And it's like,
I want to play
Sarah,
my time.
Get it.
But it's it's a gay guy saying, I'm thinking about adopting children. My colors are cinnamon and bisque.
That's cute. That's funny.
Oh, why would you want to do that? Like,
and it's the gay dad sucking the kid. Not everyone has a mommy, and some have Joan Crawford. Is that what you want, Joan Crawford? We can have her come over here and slap you.
Oh. Okay, now.
So there's a picture of Trump and of Donald arrive in Paris. Okay, I'm done.
Trump and of Donald?
Yeah, that's the Handmaid's Tale.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't see that. Got it.
That's a lovely find.
Uh-huh.
I approve this message.
Yeah. funny, Gary Jannetty.
Not nearly as exciting as any of your obsessions. I forgot about another purchase that I made. Because since we've been
from
together.
QVC?
No. Since we were together, Amazon had their Amazon Prime Day.
Oh, yes, they did.
And I had been wanting a new set of headphones in my lengthy anticipation of going back to the gym. So I bought Bose... White Bluetooth, they're fantastic. No, but here's what the obsession is I'm again, and this happens every time you get new headphones as they get better and better and better. You go back and you listen to stuff, and you're like, oh, I didn't realize that was there. I've never heard that before.
Is that a piccolo?
A
piccolo.
It's an oboe. It's a double reed instrument. I'm sure.
It's piping hot.
It's a piccolo.
So that's
been listening to Sweeney Todd.
I've been listening to a lot of different things in the headphones, and I just walk around the house. And what's funny is if the doorbell goes off, if anything else happens, I don't know anything about it. I'm just oblivious to it because I'm just doing my thing. Reclaiming my time.
I'm reclaiming my time.
I swear to God, I thought those were fake. I thought it was just a mom. Can't hear
you. You know, I swear to God, that's not a bad idea, but that's very, very funny.
I know it says all men are created equal, but maybe we should be more specific. Thomas Jefferson's gay friend.
That's
Wow. Okay, now this is going to be a sloppy transition, but somehow I've got to figure out how to make it. This is the part where we're going to do all of our headline teases before the headline segment. So right now, get your two headlines out. I'm going to play the sounder.
That's right. It's only two. Shit, I thought we had that whole time. I had 9,000 of them up here.
Two. Right, so you pick two things. So we're going to do the normal. I do the intro, and then it's going to be boom, 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 rapid fire. We're going to do eight, and then out of the segment. And we're going to come into a whole new hour in 2 minutes.
Right. No, there's surprises. Time at the end if you need more to talk about, though.
Now I gotta...
Not, because we're going to laugh it up. So for those of you who've listened previously, you know how this normally works. It may not work that way now.
So reclaim your time.
Do it. You better reclaim it now.
No, it's good.
So anyway, again, what we're doing for you, we're going to tell you now. We're going to do the headlines on the other side of the break, so stick with us if you will. Here we go. It's headlines coming at you on this, our beginning of season six. 8-8-2017, it's Q-Talk America, show 311. Oh, aren't you happy? Man buys pies despite shitty little kid.
Fuck you, Debbie Lesko.
Pillows as sex partners.
Ohio school district to fire employee after anti-gay Facebook post.
SNL writer responds to 45's tweets as if they're personal texts.
Plebiscite, please.
Sad and shitty.
U.S. won't declare opioid emergency.
And that's all of the headlines right there. We're going to have these coming up right after this. Stick around, won't you? It's Q-Talk. Oh, I have an entire outro to play that's coming up. It's even more exciting. It goes like this. We'll get these kinks worked out, I swear to God. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back right after this break. Stay with us.
You're listening to Q-Talk America.